Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise God that we're able to share these next few moments together. If you're a new listener, we welcome you in Jesus' name and pray that you're blessed as you hear the word of the Lord. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time. But before we go into the Word, let's just take a moment to pray. Father, I thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness, for your glory, for what you're doing in the earth, what you're doing in the body of Christ, what you're doing in our own individual lives. Lord, there are times we may not understand what you're doing, but we trust you and we express our faith and belief in you that all things are working together for our good, that the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, and you will lead us in the paths of righteousness for your namesake. So, Lord, whether or not we have clarity of mind and understanding in terms of what's precisely occurring, we can say we trust the Lord. And so, Father, as we are in this place of faith and trust, Lord, in your mercy, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness, please meet the need of every listener, whether it's spiritual or physical or financial or circumstantial or a combination or every area. Lord, we thank you. The enemy has sorely tried your people in days past, but we thank you, Lord, a new day is dawning, a new horizon, a new season of the blessings of God, which is why he's undoubtedly fought as hard as he has, the adversary. But Lord, he is a defeated foe. And so, Father, we stand on your word. We give honor and praise and thanksgiving and gratefulness and gratitude to your name, because you are the Lord and there is none beside you. Bless the word this week as we spend time in it together. Thank you for the joy of the Lord imparted to your people, Lord, because that joy is our strength. As our days are, so shall our strength be. And so, Father, we release the strength, the joy, the wisdom, the provision, everything that is needed to walk in a place of holiness, of faithfulness to your word, that, Lord, we might not only bring glory and honor to you, but, Lord, we will experience abundant life and the abundant blessings you have reserved for those who walk in your fear. And so, Lord, we bless you and thank you for this time together in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, beloved, I want to, the message this week I've entitled Entering into Full Sonship. What does God desire for us? And what should be our desire? Well, I am going to share one of my very favorite portions of Scripture found in the Psalms, Psalm 102. And over the decades, I've always loved this because it has expressed the reality of God's heart to his people and the time of blessing that is upon us. God sometimes allows seasons of affliction in our lives. There are seasons, beloved, and we don't have control over the length of them, although it is always to our advantage to be able to trust God and praise God and not murmur or complain, regardless of what that season is, but that we should know that his way, as for God, his way is perfect. So, without further ado, let me share these beautiful passages found in Psalm 102, and I'd like to start at verse 13. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. See, God has a timing for everything, a perfect time. Verse 14, for thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. We're talking about Zion. When the Lord shall build up Zion, which he is doing. He shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come. The people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, for that promise. All right, beloved, this is what God is preparing to do. He has a set time. And we can be so grateful and thankful to the Lord that our sins are covered in the blood of the Lamb, and that at this moment in time, our precious Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, is our, if you will, divine counselor. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. And as a counselor, or you could say attorney, that's a modern term, that is, that position legally is one who takes the place of another, if you will, one legally authorized by another to transact business. And the Father has ordained that Jesus should sit at his right hand. And so we're going to be looking closely at a chapter in the book of Romans. But let me share a few scriptures before we go there, in terms of what God has given to his church. Jesus was very clear. He, before he departed, he spoke to the disciples and said that he would not leave us or forsake us, and that he was giving us power. He was not going to leave us unprotected. In Matthew, the 12th chapter, verse 29, and these are the words of Jesus, he said, "How can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man? And then he will spoil his house." Well, that's self-evident, is it not? Common sense. And verses 27 and 28, just preceding that, Jesus is talking about demon spirits, the emissaries of the devil, the workers of Satan who carry on his work in this earth, his angels or servants, as it were. And a parallel passage in the Gospel of Mark, the 3rd chapter, verse 27, says, "No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house." So, Jesus gave us authority as well as the power to do this. And for those of you who walk with the Lord, you know where to find that. It's in Matthew 18:18, 19, and 20. Again, the words of Jesus, he declared, "Verily," that word is a strong word, "truly," he's saying, "I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." What an amazing statement that we have that kind of authority because Jesus gave it to us. "Again, I say unto you," he's repeating himself to make himself perfectly clear, "that if two of you shall agree as touch on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Beloved, we have always thrilled and admired the exploits, the anointing, the power that God displayed through the signs and wonders that he did through the early church. It says they preached the word with signs following. But through the centuries that have passed, we haven't really lost the power, but we haven't walked in it. Churchianity has, if you will, has taken the place, organized religion, of the power of God, of the ability to walk in the Spirit, to have the power that those first disciples had. And God wants to restore us to that Holy Ghost power, that experience of living in the Spirit, of doing that, those works that he's called us to do, and even greater works. Remember, Jesus is our high priest. He is praying for us. He's our divine counselor, if you will, seated at that right hand of God to make intercession for us, to see that the purposes of God, the plan of God, the will of God shall be accomplished in this hour. So, beloved, deliverance, whatever your need is waiting for anyone who will come to Jesus. And it is there if we would only humble ourselves and receive from His storehouse. That's all we have to do. Beloved, we don't have any real strength of our own. Oh, we may have physical stamina or endurance, but all of our strength, spiritual, even as well as physical, our health, our very life, our breath is dependent upon the Lord. The Word of God is true, it is right, and it is eternal. And anything, beloved, any dogma, any creed, any religious system or set of rules that differ from the Word of God are wrong. Now, let me read Romans, the 8th chapter. I'm just going to read 3 verses. We're going to be looking at it more closely. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk, this is the specification, if you will, not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now, if you walked after the flesh, maybe there could be some condemnation. What do you think? Verse 2 says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. He was perfect and without sin, but because of who He was, the fact that He was perfectly human, perfectly divine, but without sin, He was able to be our holy substitute, that Lamb of God, which was sacrificed to take away the sins of the world, to satisfy the justice and judgment of God in our behalf. Praise God. Well, I'm just getting into this, and I hope you'll be able to be with me tomorrow at the same time. If at any time you're not able to hear the broadcast, feel free to go to our website, www.unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. Praise God. Well, I love you. Beloved, I pray for you every day, my partners, my radio family. And as always, if you have specific needs, I invite you to write. And if the Holy Spirit is moving on, there's some, you've had that thought, maybe we should take a little bit of time to write. Don't ignore it. He has a reason for doing it. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,